98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Have you ever heard Miley Cyrus did a really good cover? She actually does a great cover in general, but yeah. She did one of Britney Spears' Gimme More.
I haven't heard that one, no.
Absolutely fantastic.
No, her cover of the Cranberry Zombie is amazing.
What a voice. Mm. Just a few moments ago, we were chatting about how there are highs of 16 degrees expected today, lows of 9, but we'll brush over that. wait till you hear this. Tomorrow is set to be the hottest day of the year so far.
Yes.
Sorry to break the news. Not in Dublin. In the west of Ireland.
She take it away.
Yes. In the west of Ireland, temperatures could hit a whopping 23 degrees, meaning that Ireland tomorrow could be warmer than Ibiza.
Well, lads, if the petrol wasn't so expensive, we'd all be driving to the west.
Well, that's it, Brendan. apparently it's just going to be really warm tomorrow in the west of Ireland. Looking at the weather forecast over tomorrow, and there's bright, sunny skies. Like, not just the hazy sun that we've had for the last few days. Tomorrow, 16 degrees and really bright and sunny. So that's good news as well for us, isn't it?
And you know, like, the roof kind of comes off. It sounds like it's going to be the first fab weekend.
I'd say there are people walking around tomorrow with no tops on.
Absolutely. I saw people the other day with no tops on again.
Oh, I haven't yet.
And like, it was last weekend. We were in the Phoenix Park. It was sunny, but like, it wasn't in any way warm. And there were lads with their tops off. I had a jacket on and I was shivering. As in, we went back to the car because there was a breeze. You know, with the open field. Yeah. But anyway, enjoy the sunshine. Come here, I didn't realise this, but yeah, you know 3FE, the coffee shop, there's a few of them all over Dublin. Mm-hmm. I think the OG one is at Grand Canal, kind of opposite the Storyteller.
I used to live in the place because 98FM used to be situated in Grand Canal.
Very close to it,
just around the corner from us.
Yeah, well, it's been closed over the last while for a full renovation. It's reopening today, and to celebrate, they're selling €1 coffees.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, from 7:30 this morning until 3:30. They expect very long queues. They've been closed for 5 weeks for refurbishments. So they're reopening today, which
is
very good news.
Very exciting indeed. Yeah. I always go to the one in Harold's Cross.
Yeah, their coffee's great. Yeah.
Very nice. Today's Thursday. That means there's 2 days to go until Nicola Coughlan is hosting Saturday Night Live.
She's going to be brilliant.
She's already been on the show as a guest.
Yeah,
not
she popped
as a host.
Up at the very first one, yeah.
Yeah, so a little teaser trailer has been released for Nicola's hosting debut with musical guests, Foo Fighters.
I'm back! Finally! Take that, Tina Fey! I'm the captain now! I'm the captain now! There's no one here. That's okay.
Who was it she joked about with Tina Fey? Did she say she wanted Ollie Murs? Was it Ollie Murs she said she'd love, yeah, it was, to be on? I'm hoping he pops up. And then you were saying you would love a bit of a Derry Girls
reunion. I saw Louisa Harland, who plays Orla in Derry Girls, share that Nicola was hosting. Now, she could have just been a supportive pal, saying, good for you, this is great. But I kept thinking, they definitely need to do a Derry Girls skit of some sort.
Foo Fighters for sure, and we're also hoping the rest of the Derry Girls and Ollie Murs.
Maybe Dave Grohl could play Aaron's mom, you know?
With the big bowl. 98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Did someone take out your bin? Did you wake up with glowing skin? Dublin, it's time to grin. Share with us your little wins. 98 FM.
Sophie in Killiney has been on with a little win. She says she slept for 9 hours last night.
Lovely stuff, Sophie.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. Jill, I was going to call you Gill. Jill in Blanchardstown has been on.
Hi guys, my little win is that you've just played I Found You by Switch Disco, and that was myself and my wife's Pauline walking to our wedding last September. So that's my little win for today. So thanks very much. I'm going to work now with Spring Me Step.
Oh, Jill and Pauline, that's such a banger.
Lovely
to walk into
as well.
Here's Leanne.
My little win is that a meeting after work was cancelled, which means I get to go for a nice walk in the sun, and I got my nails done yesterday. So fresh nails and a sunny day, it's going to be a good day.
Win-win, Leanne.
Can't beat a fresh set.
Morning, my name is Edward. My little win is I'm going to Parma for my rugby tour for the under-12s rugby team in Terenure.
Go on, Edward.
Wow.
The very best of luck.
Yeah, good for you.
That'll be some trip.
Morning, guys. It's Amy in Kilcock, and my little win today is that it's my birthday.
Oh, Amy, happy birthday. Hope you're spoiled rotten. Here's Alice.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brandon. My little win is that our little man turned 2 yesterday. Aww. So we had a little birthday party for him and celebrated with all of our family. My parents flew in from Italy as well. So that was absolutely great.
Oh,
Alice. So special. You had everyone together.
Yeah, happy birthday to your son.
Yeah, and
yeah, lovely to have the whole family together. Kyla, who's 6, has her little win.
Hi, I'm Kyla and my little win is I'm finally starting gymnastics today.
Kyla!
Good for you.
Wow. I was going to say twirl that baton. Do you do that in gymnastics? I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah.
Possibly.
I don't know. You do a few backflips, don't you?
Kyla, smash it. And Will is in Poppentry.
Morning, folks. How's the form? Will it win yesterday was we're going to go to a meeting from 3 to 4 in the job. And the meeting only went on for 20 minutes. So we got to go home 40 minutes early. Enjoy the sun in the afternoon. Love the show.
Good man, Will.
Good
thanks for
you.
Listening. And thanks for sharing your little win. Will, Kyla, Alice, Amy, Edward, Leanne and Jill. You're all getting some IMC cinema passes.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Ma, chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. Feathers. Chima,
chima, chima, chima, chima. Lots of sparkles and glamour. Chima, chima,
chima, chima, chima. And fab prizes.
98FM.
Oh, the sun is shining out there this morning and our studio is simply glowing for Matchy Matchy, your chance to win fabulous prizes by simply saying the same 3 words as either myself or Brendan. If you Matchy Matchy, you'll win all these.
Win an air fryer.
A curly blow dry.
A trampoline.
A butcher's voucher.
Nido.
A garden strimmer.
Oh, and look, it's the 98FM Fuel Fairy.
Hi, yes. Do you want this fuel card?
My God, yes.
There's €150 of it.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Bye. Wow. That's the Fuel Fairy's debut appearance on Matchy Matchy.
Love it.
Yeah, if you're giving me €150 for the petrol,
magic.
We'll be happy to say hi. Sharon's in Tala. You're on 98FM. Sharon, how are you?
Hi, good morning. We're good.
Sharon, you're on the school run. Who's with you this morning?
I have Emily and Cara here.
Emily and Cara, good morning. Sharon, do you listen to Matchy Matchy often?
Oh, we listen every morning, yep.
That's every morning.
Brilliant stuff. What prize now do you guys have your eye on?
Oh, there's only one prize for the girls and that's the Nido.
The Nido. This is all the rage. Sharon, apparently you can't buy it anywhere. It's sold
you
out.
You can't. No, you can't get them.
Yeah.
Is it like Play-Doh?
It's like a squishy ball.
Ah.
Yeah, yeah.
What did they say, Sharon? What
it's like Emily said it's like a cornstarch kind of
right.
liquid inside of it.
Okay.
So
slimy. Yeah.
Is it a bit like Stretch Armstrong back in the day? Maybe you used to try to pull the arms off him. I think we got there one day. Sharon, any nice plans now for the weekend? The weather looks like it's going to be good.
No, yeah. Hopefully it is good, but nothing planned just yet.
Okay.
Who would you guys like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
We matched 3 with Brendan last week, so we're going to go with Brendan.
Oh, no pressure, guys. Yes. Oh, tell me what day we matched.
Okay, Brendan, enjoy the soundproof booth this morning. Just moving seats now, getting ready to try and get a win. Okay, Sharon, Emily and Cara, your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy is car.
Car.
Door.
Door.
Car door.
Cardboard.
Car door.
We're going car door. Yeah, brilliant. Second word, prison.
Cell.
Prison cell. And your third word this morning is every. E-V-E or Y. Every.
Not everybody.
Every day.
So we have car door, prison cell, and every day. Are you guys happy to lock in those words?
Yeah, lock them in.
I love it. We're locking them in and we are getting Brendan back from the soundproof boots. Oh, he's got a real pep in his step. Oh, look at you.
Wow.
How were things in there?
Lovely. There was just a little tongs for a barbecue. Obviously, the soundproof booth is expecting good weather.
Oh, your favourite kitchen utensil.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Right, Brendan, down to business now. Yeah. First word this morning, car.
Car. There's loads of options after car. Car. Wash.
Your second word, prison.
Prison. Oh, I'm between two. Prison cell.
And your third word, every. E-V-E-R-Y. Every.
Every body.
Brendan, have you got a matchy matchy with Sharon, Emily, and Cara in Tala?
I'm sorry.
You both said prison cell.
Did we? I mean, I thought you were going to say prison break.
I probably would have.
Emily said everybody, so she matched too.
Okay.
The guys went for car door and then every day.
Every day. Yes. Very good answers. Sharon, Emily and Cara, thank you for listening. Thank you for playing. We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag.
Brilliant. Thanks a million.
Have a great day.
Have a great day in school. Bye-bye.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan. Good morning.
Now, our guest this morning is one of Ireland's rising stars on the international stage with a career that's taken him from the West End to Marvel and now to a major new Netflix thriller. Starring in Unchosen, we're thrilled to be chatting with Fra Fee this morning. Fra, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Congratulations on Unchosen. Can you tell us the storyline of this thriller?
My goodness, where to start? I mean, the most fascinating thing about the show is its setting. It's told in a completely fascinating world. It follows a young woman, Rosie, played by Molly Windsor, who lives in a highly conservative religious sect somewhere in England. And this group of people upholds extremely conservative, traditional views and values that they've taken ultimately from the Bible, in which men and women have a very specific role to play within their group. And she finds this world extremely constrained, and she might be seeking more from the outside. And enter Sam, who I play, who is on the run from prison. Ooh. When we meet him at the beginning of the show in the first episode. And of course, whenever he realizes the environment in which he stumbled upon, it's this community that is separate from society, doesn't use technology, has a fear of law enforcement and the police. He realizes, of course, you know, that this is the perfect place for him to be hiding. The two forces of Rosie trying to break free of this constrained world and Sam actually being lured in are the two forces of the story. And it's just a riveting, hopefully binge-worthy drama.
Oh, we love a good binge, Fra. What was your reaction? What did you say to yourself when you first finished reading the script?
Was sent episodes 1 to 3 initially. Yeah. But I remember the most exciting day for me when after I'd, you know, been given the role, rather than getting the scripts for episodes 4 to 6, I had a really detailed like rundown of just what happens, almost in like bullet point form or whatever, just so that we could see what the story is, even though we didn't have the dialogue necessarily. And I was giddy with oh my God, it was just such a thrill to think, oh my God, this is juicy, this is delicious, this is just such a fantastic story. You know, it was the equivalent of the most incredible page turner, you know, where you get to the end of a chapter and you quite simply must read on. So I really hope it has that effect in the audience. As I say, I was just like a kid in a candy store. Honest to God.
You're one of the few actors that's been in Les Mis, both on stage and in the film version as well. What was that experience like, filming that movie?
Oh, wow. I mean, that was my first experience on a set. It was just such a baptism of fire. But, you know, I was doing the stage show at the time. You know, I learned so much from just observing these titans of screen acting, you know, Hugh Jackman and Russell Crowe and Eddie Redmayne, and you know, they were all so fantastic. It was a real gift to just be able to observe them. And you know, because I was in the stage show at the time, I was intimately familiar with the material, and we were singing live on screen, so I was very used to that. My voice was really well worked at that stage, so it was, in many ways, it was actually the perfect transition for me, you know, in terms of then going off to do more screen stuff after that. I love Les Mis. It's a classic. It's such a seminal show in my career, but also like in my childhood. I used to play all of the songs when I was learning the piano and stuff, you know. I just know it so well. So to be part of its legacy is a real honour.
Are there any stage shows that you've either been in or seen that you would love to be in the film adaptation of?
Yeah, I mean, I love a musical movie. I really do. I loved the Wicked movies, particularly the first one.
The first one, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I love the works of Stephen Sondheim. You know, if they were to do Into the Woods again, but I love that adaptation. That was class, the one on Disney. Maybe if they do a feature of Company, you know?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Bobby's supposed to be 35. I've gone past that age limit at this stage.
But, you can play down, surely.
I can. Thank you, buddy.
We believe, like us, you were a big fan, or are a big fan, of Heated Rivalry.
Yes. I mean, how could one not be? I'm just obsessed with the show. Obsessed.
So good.
It'd be a good stage show.
It will be a great stage show.
Yeah.
It's already happening.
There's an
unofficial musical version happening over off-Broadway in New York. Yeah. So I'm actually due to be in New York in a couple of months. So if it's on, you know, my interest will just undoubtedly have me there.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really love the show. Certain bits of television come around literally just every few years or so that really knocks you for six. And this one did. And I love just, you know, it's not just the queer community that have really latched onto it. It's had such unbelievably universal mass appeal.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Would you like to be in season two?
I need to get myself up to Dundonald Ice Rink just to practice, just in case the call comes in. Yeah, I mean, I'd be thrilled.
Manifest it. It could happen. Can you tell us about any other projects you're working on?
Heading to Belfast shortly just to start shooting a new TV series, but it hasn't been announced, unfortunately, just yet, so I can't really say anything about it. So I did a couple of movies for Netflix called Rebel Moon for the filmmaker Zack Snyder, you know, who's famous for 300 and the previous DC studio boss. He's just a brilliant, brilliant man, a true artist. I love Zack so much. And he called me up last summer telling me about this movie that he had on his shelf for several decades, but never got around to making because he was so busy with all of these huge franchises. And it was time to be made. And he called myself and a wonderful Scottish actor, Stuart Martin, up to be his leading man.
Wow.
And we shot it in Colombia over about 7 weeks. We were in the rainforest. We were on a boat in the Amazon River. It was the most incredible experience. He's finished it now with music by Hans Zimmer.
Wow.
You know, so it's going to look and sound pretty special, I think. Yeah, hopefully that'll be out at some point this year, if not very early next
year. Incredible stuff. For now, though, we cannot wait to binge watch you as Sam in Unchosen on Netflix, out this week. Fraffy, thank you so much for having a chat with us on 98FM's Big Breakfast.
Thank you so much. Have a good
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Fair play to Maura Higgins. She's just been announced for Dancing with the Stars US.
Go on.
Isn't this unreal?
That's insane.
The big news was revealed at Hulu's Get Real event overnight. Maura Starr has significantly risen since she appeared on Celebrity Traitors, just the Traitors US.
Traitors US, yeah.
The way they do it is so
celeb. I think she's nearly bigger in America than she is here.
I know.
She's huge.
Especially because I suppose her on the Traitors US, I haven't seen the series, I've just seen clips, she finished, spoiler alert, in second place because she was betrayed by her closest ally in the castle.
That's the name of the game.
Yeah, she took it very well, in fairness. He bought her a Birkin afterwards.
Oh, that ugly bag that cost a fortune.
I wouldn't call it ugly, it's overpriced.
It's ugly and overpriced.
Yeah, but if someone betrayed you and they bought you a Birkin, I think all is forgiven, is it?
Oh, yeah, possibly. Possibly. Fair play to her.
Also, she hosts Love Island After Sun and Love Island Games After Sun in the States too. So she's well known to audiences. But I suppose doing Dancing with the Stars US means even bigger things for Maura.
Yeah.
So she's been announced so far alongside Sierra Miller, who Bravo fans who watch Summer House will know Sierra well. She's absolutely fabulous. Right. So she used to be a nurse, then she turned into a model and a reality star.
Okay.
But there's a big scandal going on at the moment.
What's the scandal?
Because Sierra's ex, West, has started dating her best friend.
Right.
Who just split up with her husband. They all live in the same house every summer together.
Not ideal at all, Brendan.
Not good. So, yeah, big news for Sierra and for Maura this morning.
Well, did you hear the latest on who could be taking part in Strictly this side?
No.
Claudia and Tess.
What? No.
They're the rumours.
No, sorry. They still haven't announced the host.
They haven't. And Claudia's too busy to be dancing.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.